se juče sve troške. Oj, kume, kume, dobra horilka, budemo peta, a za ponedilka. Oj, kume, kume, dobra horilka, oj, kume, kuma. Pokidmo kuma vsjaku robotu, vepemo kuma šteju subotu. Oj, kume, kume, dobra horilka, budemo peta, až da ponedilka. Oj, kume, kume, dobra horilka, oj, kume, kuma. Obližmo kuma vsjaku nadiju,
Millennia from Edmonton, from their most recent CD, Bratia, their third, released back last December, and a song about godparents having a rock and rollin' good time with a fair bit of elbow exercise. That was Kume by Millennia from their CD, Bratia. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. I am delighted to have you with me. My name is Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie. I'm your host, and we have a great program lined up for you today. We've got a recipe, an appetizer recipe for whipped navy bean dip as well. We've got a Rushnichuk story for you, another one, courtesy of Stefan Andrusiak, and he'll be telling you all about Ukraine's national bard and a song that, and a poem that we know very, very well, Uchitisya. As well, we've got a feature interview with Crystal Cakley, and Crystal is with the Vegreville Pesinka Festival Society, and she'll be telling us what's in store for those who will be attending the Vegreville Pesinka Festival, their 40th annual Pesinka Festival, so stay tuned for all of that. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another group from Edmonton. They are called Kalabai. This is from a CD called Kalameka Casualties, and it is a song that's pretty seasonal, especially for people up in the prairies and Prince George, where I was last week, and if it's warm and wet, this is what you're going to get a lot of. The song is called Mosquito, Komarik.
Що з то за шум учинився, гей, що комарик тайному си оженився, що комарик тайному си оженився, взяв собі жінку невеличку, гей, що не вмієш щити прясти чоловічку, що не вмієш щити прясти чоловічку. Що ти прясне ні варити, гей, що не вміє з комариком добре жити, що не вміє з комариком добре жити. Полетів же комар, чисте поле, гей, чисте є поле, зелену діброву, почистеє поле зелену дуброву. Комар на дубочку, гей, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку, звісив свої ніженьки по листочку. Де взялася шура-бура, гей, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула, вона ж того комарика з дуба здула.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Don't miss the fun at the 40th Annual Ukrainian Pesenka Festival, July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vegreville, Alberta. 5 grandstand shows featuring dance groups Shumka and Chetamosh, choral groups and soloists, 5 dance bands including Dada Mahai from Ukraine, and much more. As well, traditional Ukrainian folk arts demonstrations and displays, rope making and blacksmithing shops at the Pioneer Village, and the Yarmouk Marketplace. Savor the smell of homemade clay oven baked bread. Take in the cultural variety showcase of multicultural performances and kick up your heels at the evening zabavas. Enjoy Ukrainian music all weekend long and, of course, delicious, authentic Ukrainian foods. And on-site camping. This year, to celebrate the festival's 40th anniversary, Main Gate admission is free for all 3 days. That's the Ukrainian Pesenka Festival, July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vegreville, Alberta. Details at www.pesenkafestival.com.
Сколося, я плела волосся, тебе причарувала, в ту ніч накупала. Снився сон дівочий, нас небо обіймало, коханням чарувало. Ті твої зелені очі снилися мені щоночі, я землю обійшла та все одно тебе знайшла.
That was Mariana Ilkiev from her CD Sonce is Leva and a song about a fortune teller, Voroshka. Up next, another Ukrainian singer from Ukraine. Her name is Oksana Mucha from a CD called Reshato. Here she is now with Chlopci Revolopci, the Fisher Boys.
Візьму коновоньку та й піду по воду, а там хлопці риболовці, хлопці козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, хлопці козацького роду. Візьміть мене
що стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати. Що стояла край берега, та й стала гірко ридати.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Here's some interesting information about eggplant that grows, by the way, luxuriantly in the southern regions of Ukraine. Here's a recipe for eggplant spread that's called ikra, or mock caviar. In Ukraine, it's a popular appetizer when it's in season. Remember, when you're buying eggplant, the skin should be smooth and very shiny, like patent leather. If the skin is not shiny, the eggplant is old. Research shows that eggplant contains a substance that inhibits the rise of blood cholesterol induced by fatty foods such as cheese. Apparently, it binds up the cholesterol in the intestinal tract so it is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It works best when it is not eaten alone, but with essential fatty acids and cholesterol-containing foods. This spread is great on rolls, bublike, bread, toast, or crackers. You'll need to bake a whole eggplant at 375 degrees until soft when pierced with a knife. This could take about 30 to 35 minutes, but really depends on how large your eggplant is. While the eggplant is baking, fry up one finely chopped large onion in 4 tablespoons of olive oil until very soft. When the eggplant is ready, cool, just a bit, cut in half, scrape out the pulp, and mash with a fork. You do not remove the seeds. Add the fried onions and sprinkle with 1 to 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, or to your taste, 1 to 2 teaspoons of salt and a pinch of pepper, or to your taste. Also, you could add 2 tablespoons of tomato paste and more oil to make the spread lovely and smooth. Store in a covered jar in the fridge. It keeps well and the flavor improves with age. Another variation is to add 3 or 4 ripe peeled and chopped fresh tomatoes to the onions while they are cooking. This is what I usually do. I also like to add 2 to 3 cloves of smashed garlic to the eggplant. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Ivan Kočorna.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. That was a group called Tout et Tam, which means here and there. And that was a number from their first self-titled CD, and it was called Lemko. And incidentally, Tout et Tam is down under right now. They are at the 14th National Ukrainian Festival in Sydney, Australia, performing live June 7th to 9th. And they are helping the Australians celebrate their 65th anniversary of Ukrainian settlement in Australia. So pretty exciting stuff. If you'd like more information, it's all over YouTube and Facebook and everywhere, as well on their website, tutitam.com, and also aussieukes.com. That's OZEUKES.com. And Tout et Tam's website is TYTITAM.com. So we can check that out. Meanwhile, back at home here in Winnipeg, there is a group of young people called Molodtsi, which means young people. And this is from their second CD called Ukrainian Dance Melodies, Favorite Dance Melodies, Volume 2. And here they are now with a song called Yihau Kozak. A Cossack came riding into town.
Yihau, yihau, Cossacks, mi stompit, kopitom, kamin, trisputa, raz, dva, pit, kopitom, kamin, trisputa, raz. Pit, kopitom, kamin, trisnu, sovo, veko, hajus, visnu, ta, raz, dva, sovo, veko, hajus, visnu, ta, raz. Свистнув соловей козакувала, зозувенька та раз-два, закувала, зозувенька та раз. Соловейку, рідний брате, виклич мені дівча з хати та раз-два, виклич мені дівча з хати та раз. Мені дівча з хати, щось я маю їй сказати, та раз-два, щось я маю їй сказати, та раз. Щось я маю їй сказати, чи не била вчора мати, та раз-два, чи не била вчора мати, та раз. Віхав козач містом, під копитом, камінь трісну, та раз-два, під копитом, камінь трісну, та раз.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, riots in Ukraine after policemen accused of gang rape, and Ukrainian activists concerned over child abuse. I'm Keith Pahon. Recently on the program, we told you about a case where some policemen were accused of raping a woman, and how many people in Ukraine were concerned that the police are abusing their power. Well, since we first reported on that story, a number of riots have broken out in front of police stations in Ukraine, as well as in front of government bodies. To take a closer look at what's been happening lately, here's Cynthia Miller with the details.
Anger in Ukraine after the gang rape of a woman allegedly involving local police officers. In the small town of Radievka, where the attack happened, mobs stormed police headquarters after authorities refused to detain one of the two policemen accused. 29-year-old Irina Krashkova says she was beaten and raped by two policemen. For sure, they were policemen because I know them, because I live in this town where they work. I never talked to them, but I know that they are policemen because I live in this town. In Kiev, there were demonstrations close to the presidential palace. Parliament has ordered an inquiry into the incident and the ensuing violence. One protester said, "Today it happened in Vradievka, tomorrow it can happen wherever in the Ukraine. Politicians must protect citizens." There's widespread anger among Ukrainians who say corruption and lawlessness are rife and that the police force acts as it likes with impunity.
Child abuse is a problem all around the world, and Ukraine has only been starting to finally focus on this problem. For decades, the figures on how many children were abused in the country were never fully disclosed because of lack of reporting and lack of facilities to deal with the situation. To find out what's been happening in Ukraine and how some activists have been taking to the street to press the government to do something about it, we have this story from Alexandra Molokolov.
Human rights activists say the beating and torture of children is continuing in Ukraine, despite the new criminal code and the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which were adopted by the government last year. The inhuman and degrading treatment of children is endemic in many countries, but the situation in Ukraine is worse, as the lack of data makes the magnitude of the problem difficult to ascertain.
We do not have any specific data regarding children only. Complaints from children require much more careful approach and detailed examination. Negligence of the public authorities may lead to Ukraine losing its future generation.
Over the last year, the Kharkiv Human Rights Protection Group had been analyzing the work of detention centers and social rehabilitation facilities where the most ill treatment cases were witnessed. Their report unveils physical violence, threats, psychological pressure, unsanitary living conditions, low quality of health service, and lack of legal support for detained children. Lack of ability to connect with the outside world puts off the possibility of making a complaint.
Ukraine's legislation is not so bad in this regard. However, we have to change the day-to-day modality. All those humiliated children that are kept in custodial institutions need better social support and medical assistance.
With a budget of almost $2 million, the EU and UNICEF are cooperating to reform juvenile justice systems in 9 countries, including Ukraine, in line with international standards. UNICEF welcomed the state's path towards capacity building in preventing tortures after President Yanukovych signed the national concept of criminal justice of children. But when incidents of violence occur, lack of special bodies on investigation makes the problem invisible.
Children's rights are still violated, particularly when children are detained in the closed facilities. So we recommend that the government of Ukraine to continue the good path, which is already started, to change its practice, not to abuse children in detention facilities, but also not to detain children to long period unnecessarily.
While the government is deciding on future changes of juvenile legislation, UNICEF suggests to begin from the masses and introduce mandatory professional trainings and skills development.
Although Ukraine has ratified the main international instruments of children's rights protection, the juvenile system remains poorly developed in the country. No clear practice of recording and responding of incidents, as well as lack of statistics, make kids vulnerable. But many say even without global legislation changes, at least a change of approach will also bring some results. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. We'll see you in 7 days' time. From the PCJ International Newsroom, I'm Keith Powell.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
please take the Nash Holos survey and let us know your thoughts about the show. This will help us make sure that we deliver the kind of Ukrainian programming that you want to hear. Just go to the Nash Holos website and click on the survey link. 10 quick questions and you're done. www.nashholos.com.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Today, a few words about one of Rushnechok's shortest songs. But the sparse, powerful words are part of the greatest legacy Ukrainians have today, for those words were written by poet-artist Taras Shevchenko, a man who rose above the economic, political, and personal wreckage of his time to influence the consciousness of an entire nation, a genius who popularized and gave a unique standing to the Ukrainian language because, to read his wildly popular poems, you had to read them in Ukrainian. Shevchenko was born into serfdom. By age 11, he was orphaned. His art eventually would buy him his freedom, but brave words would put him back into chains repeatedly. Today in Ukraine and across the world, the Ukrainian language is again under some threat, this time from erosion. 40 years ago in Montreal, my friend and bandmate Eugeno Sidach put a simple, memorable melody to Shevchenko's towering words. Учитися, брати мої. They state, learn well, think, read, learn what is foreign to you, but don't forsake your own. For those who forget what their mother taught them will answer to God. I believe that Eugen's melody could become an easy-to-remember anthem when we come to celebrate the bicentennial of Taras Shevchenko's birth in 2014, next year. Sing it at schools and camps and concerts, but most of all, remember the orphan who took on giants and who saved the language. Here we are with Rushnechok, Volume 1, Ukrainian Poet Number 1. The song is called Учитися, брати мої. Learn well, everyone.
Учитися, брати мої. Думайте, читайте. І чужого навчайтесь. Свого не цурайте. І чужого навчайтесь. Свого не цурайте. Бог то матір забуває, того Бог карає. Чужі люди цураються, хату не пускають.
And many thanks to Steve Andrusiak for that Rushnechok story. And do stay with us. Hopefully we'll be getting more from Stefan in the near future. Again, that was Rushnechok and Uchitisya Brate Moyi, Learn My Brothers.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
This year, the Vigerville Pessinkah Festival celebrates its 40th anniversary on July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vigerville, Alberta. Recently, I spoke with Crystal Cakley, one of the many busy and resourceful folks behind the scenes who are working to make this year's festival another experience to remember, with folk arts, food, dance, and of course, great Ukrainian music. Welcome to Nash Holos, Crystal. It's great to have you here.
Nice to be.
So this is a very special year
for the Vicarville Pisanka Festival, milestone anniversary.
Yes, it is our 40th anniversary of the Vicarville Ukrainian Pisanka Festival.
Now, how long have you been involved with the Festival Society?
Personally, this is my first year working for the Society, but I have participated in the dance competitions many years ago.
Oh, great. So it sounds like you grew up with the festival then.
I did, yes. When we moved to Vicarville, it's become an annual tradition for my family to attend and participate.
Well, that's fantastic. So what a legacy that this festival has already created over 40 years. That's great. Great to hear. So tell us, what is going to be going on? Anything special for this year?
Oh, lots of special activities are happening. This year we are having 5 grandstand shows, 2 on the Friday, 2 on Saturday, and 1 on the Sunday. And each show is completely different from each other. You will not see the same show twice.
Ah, that sounds intriguing. Okay, 5 grandstand shows. And who are some of the headliners?
Some of our headliners for the grandstand this year include Cherimash, Shumka, the Edmonton Male Chorus, Viter Dancers and Choir, Millennia, Victor the Comedian, Volia, Vohan, just to name a few of what's going to be gracing that grandstand stage.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and there's going to be lots of kicking up your heels in the evenings as well?
There is. On both Friday and Saturday night, we have our Zabava dances, which each night features 2 live bands.
Okay, wow. It's going to be something a lot of fun. So what is the layout of the grounds? Where are you located, and you know, what when people come in the main gate, what can they expect to see?
So the grounds are very easy and well marked. When you come in the main gate, you will see almost immediately our pioneer demonstrations, which will have fresh baked bread in the stone oven, a blacksmith, a wheat mill, and a few other things. I do believe this year it includes rope making.
And so this is going to, are you going to have like people in character, in costume, that are actually milling wheat and foraging, making horseshoes or whatever the blacksmiths do?
Once in a while, someone in character will come by, but mostly it's just the older generations passing it on, showing how it's done.
So there will be actual people will be actually making rope and stuff like that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, there will be.
And so these are people that obviously did it just as their normal everyday activities when they were younger. So obviously they know their stuff.
Yes, the people that run these definitely know their stuff. Yes. Our one blacksmith that's coming this year is in his 80s. And he is bringing along some of the people that he had taught with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that is awesome. What a legacy that is, too.
And that is, yes.
Yeah. And so you're going to have bakers there. I remember that bread from when I was a kid, and nothing tastes like it.
Oh, it's so good. There's nothing like it. You're right. It's completely different than anything you can buy in a store.
Yeah. And so what else is going to be on the grounds?
This year we have a new event, a cultural showcase. And this isn't just Ukrainian cultural. We do have Romanian, French, German, and Siberian dancers that will be performing on the grounds throughout
wow.
the day. It's definitely something different for the festival.
Mm-hmm. A nice multicultural inclusion there. Yeah.
Yes. Vicarville has grown into quite the multicultural center in the last few years.
Mm.
So we wanted to include the other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
Some violinists, vocal soloists, Ukrainian dancers, of course, will be performing. The Proman dancers will be doing their Milonka celebration performance. There will also be the Nighthawks. They do Ukrainian music and country music. They're also going to be performing during the the cultural showcase features throughout the day on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's not just come at this time. There's always going to be a different performance going on throughout the days.
I can just imagine the hardest part will be trying to decide what to see, because you can't be in all places at one time, and it sounds like a whole bunch of great stuff is going to be going on simultaneously.
Oh, yeah, it will be hard to pick what you're going to go to sometimes, yeah.
So yeah. What other cultural displays in addition to Pioneer Village?
So we have our folk art, which features a lot of older Ukrainian art and the crafts that were made, like the pisanki and embroidered blouses, which is always beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's just works of art, right?
Absolutely.
And if you're interested, we are hosting a couple of workshops, which include the decorating of the egg and the dough dove making.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Now that's pretty tricky too. They're beautiful looking, and when you see somebody making them, it looks easy enough until you try it yourself.
It looks easy enough until you try it. That's right. It is definitely a very, very detailed skill.
So you've got workshops going on in pisanka and bread dove making, the pioneer demonstrations. You've got a Yadamotic, a marketplace. What's going to be there to buy?
Oh, a little bit of everything. We have, of course, the ones that sell your traditional Ukrainian blouses. We have locally made pisanki. We have jewelry. We have emu eggs. We have everything is coming.
Emu eggs?
Emu eggs. They decorate them. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a huge variety of what you can get at our marketplace this year.
Okay. So lots of stuff going on. So you're going to want to probably just spend all 3 days at this festival, the sounds of it.
Yeah, even just to go to the showcases. I mean, it's going to be a different showcase every hour. It's, you know.
Yeah, and that.
So every day is going to be different there, too.
And that multicultural showcase that you're talking about, which is going to have a lot of Ukrainian components in it as well, and that's entirely free.
That is free. Okay. That is free. It's included in your free gate admission.
A nice way to celebrate the 40th is to waive the main gate fee, which is, how much is it normally?
In previous years, I do believe it's been around the $10 mark for adults, and children have always been free.
And that's per day. So it'd be $30 if you wanted to go for all 3 days, and it's free this year.
Yes.
That's nice.
It is. And children under the age of 12 are free to all the events.
Okay.
Including grandstand and Zabava.
How much are the grandstand and Zabava charges?
The grandstand this year is $22 a show.
Okay.
Excluding the Friday 2 o'clock show, that one is $12. But you can buy a pass that will get you to all 5 shows for $75.
Okay. And and other things to purchase will be, of course, the food and any souvenirs at the marketplace. And
yes.
Said there's on-site camping as well.
We do have on-site camping. It is getting quite limited. Yeah, if you want power, yeah. Yeah.
Are there still a few spots left yet?
There's a couple spots, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So better get on that if anybody's planning on bringing their RV, which is a great feature.
Yes, and the forms are on our website. Yes.
Okay, so give us the details there. If you're camping, or if you're just going to be driving, or if you have relatives, or you're going to stay in a hotel, whatever, all of that information is on your website, right?
Yes, okay. www.pisankafestival.com.
Okay, and you're on Facebook as well. Can they reach you through Facebook?
We can definitely be reached through Facebook. We are under Bagerville Pisanka Festival.
Okay, awesome. So sounds like a great time. You must be just running around like chickens with no head, I guess, getting ready.
We are, yes. Yeah. It's coming down to quite a few deadlines.
Yeah. So if anybody has no plans for that weekend, July 5th, 6th, and 7th in Bagerville, it's a great thing to do. Celebrate the 40th anniversary of this great festival. out here, the largest in Western Canada, I guess west of Manitoba anyways, and 40 years, that's a great legacy, and it sounds like there's a whole new generation, people have grown up with the festival or taking over, so you don't want to miss out on the fun this year.
No, definitely not.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Crystal.
Thank you.
Have a great time wrapping up all the festivities and a great time at the festival.
Oh, we will.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I was speaking with Crystal Cakley with the Vegreville Pesinka Festival Society. One of the groups who'll be performing there is Trimbita, and it is very much a big band sound. They're going to be really souping up their group, so it is something you won't want to miss. One of the members was actually on the show recently, Slavko Nohas, spoke with us a little while back. I'll have the interview on the website shortly if you missed it. Meanwhile, here's Trimbita now with that big band sound and Horilka. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nash Hollis airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nash Hollis page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. Online, you can find us at www.nashhollis.com. Najami wszystkim chciałam nasze programu, że czas do domu i skazaty do pobaczenia, ale przed tym, jak chcę zależeć do was, takimi słowami mudrosti. Kto na winy nie bywał, to i strachu nie przeżywał. And our proverb of the week translates as, whoever has not been in a war does not know fear. Well, that just about wraps up another program. So to take us to the end, we've got a bit of a blast from the past. The Interlake Polka Kings from their CD, originally a vinyl recording called Looking Back Over the Years, and the Homemakers Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Hollis and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia. Mm-hmm.